We got our Western UP correspondent on the horn with us here. Pete Sorrell, I'm hoping you got good news for ice fishermen.
Well, at these temperatures, certainly hope to tell you we've got good news. Except that we got wind chill factors that are really, really nasty, as you can well imagine.
Yeah, I'm imagining probably 30 below out there in the Western UP, because I think it's a 20 and 25 below here.
Yeah, it's crazy cold right now. Matter of fact, I was anticipating your call, Adam. I was calling around in other areas to see about ice conditions, and some fellas hadn't even gone out of the house. So, yeah, it's really been cold. So, but having said that, around the Lake Gogebic area, we've got 4 good inches of ice in the shallow areas on the south end and in the bay.
You say the bay, you mean up by Berglund in the North Bay, right?
Yep, that's over by Berglund. And I know last weekend a couple of my friends had pulled their shacks out, anticipating that they would be putting them out this coming weekend. So, and I know they're all down on the landing there getting, you know, they're all ready to go out on the ice, and those guys will be out there. I'm sure they'll be out there this weekend.
Well, I'm anxious to hear about it. Have you, obviously, Gogebic is the big one, but have you heard anything about any of the other more popular, you know, lakes like Bond?
I haven't heard anything over in that area. My friends and I were going to go in that area just to check for ourselves. The smaller lakes around the area between, I'm going to say Bruce's and Waters Meet and over towards Wakefield. I know they were anticipating this weekend being like the opener because they would have enough ice to go, at least for foot traffic. I'm not talking, you know, headed out there with any kind of wheelers or snow machines.
Okay, yeah. Well, what are you carrying there at Fred's East Branch Outfitters for live bait?
We've got wax worms, and we're going to have mosies, too, this year. We've talked about it, and we've talked about some butter worms, and we do carry, right now, we even got some crawlers left. I got to tell you, we sold some crawlers this week. I don't know who's buying them. I asked Fred what they're doing with them, and he was pretty closed-mouthed about it, too, so I've got to find that out.
We'll continue with our Western UP report with Pete Sorrell from Fred's East Branch Outfitters. Talk about the snowmobile trails in his neck of the woods and touch a little bit on trapping supplies at Fred's in Canton. So stay tuned for part 2, and we'll fill you in later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.